You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, your brother, your friend, Dr. Augustus Okleme. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Our good God, we honor you this beautiful evening. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the name of Jesus, which is above every other name. We thank you because you are the one who makes ways where there is no way. We thank you because known unto you are all your works from the beginning of the world. Lord, we've gathered tonight to hear you. We need you. We need your power. We need your touch. We need your grace in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our businesses. We ask that you have mercy on us and touch us and do us good. Let no one leave here the same. I pray for mighty presence of your spirit. And I pray for the power of your spirit. I ask that you take control over the airwaves. I banish Satan, I break his power, I disallow any influence on any life, on any situation, on any mind. And I ask that let the word of God that comes forth come with power. And let the word of God and the power of God transform us for good in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's such a privilege to be with you again. This is Reverend Augustus Okleme, or Reverend Dr. Augustus Okleme. However you have it, the titles are not too important anyway. I'm your pastor tonight. I'm the pastor of Miracle Way Church. We are in Kuforidua at the Waterworks Junction. And in Kumasi here, we are right at Chichuwari, just inside Kofi. You can find us on your GPS, or you can reach us on the number that will be called at the end of the service. Pay us a visit and experience heaven on earth. We believe in God's power. We believe in the fullness of God's counsel. We believe in the truth of his word, and we believe in the manifestations of the Spirit. Oh, we thank God for this new year. I think it's the last Saturday of January. And this January, we've been talking about new things and how God is always starting new things, and how he instituted days and months and years and cycles which end and begin again, and how these cycles help you to start afresh. And I hope you've taken advantage of this new year to do some things differently, to get closer to God, to be more committed in your walk with him as a Christian, or to come to serve Jesus if you have not known him before. We've been learning from the life of Abram, the 75-year-old man, or the man who decided to step out in obedience to God's instruction when he was 75 years old. Because our scripture tells us that the Lord had spoken to him, but we cannot tell when God spoke to him. All that we know is that Abraham decided to obey God when he was 75. And from the time he was 75, his life gained significance. It's from that time that he decided to go with God that Abraham became significant. He became a figure who has outlived his entire generation. You may not know too many people in his time, but you know Abraham because he was later called Abraham. God changed his name because he's a man who stepped out to obey God. You may be listening to me in some dark place. No one knows you. No one knows your family. It doesn't seem. I mean, even your school teachers didn't expect much to come out of your life. But I can tell you one thing. If you attach yourself with this significant God, he'll make you significant. Say a loud amen to that. Reinhard Bonnke, one of the people who has influenced my life and ministry greatly, said that you may be a zero. He always said that he was a zero. When you place the zero beside God, the great God, when you put a zero beside 100 million or 200 million or a billion, that zero has gained so much more significance. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what you don't have. It doesn't matter who you don't have. It doesn't matter who you are not. It doesn't matter what you are lacking in your life tonight. I can tell you one thing for sure. If you will allow Jesus in and you begin to live a life of obedience to him, significance will enter your life. You become significant to your family. You become significant to your community. You become significant to your generation. You become significant to the world. May significance enter your life as you get closer and closer to the Lord Jesus. Say aloud, amen, someone. So God had called Abram to step out of certain things. And if Abraham didn't probably obey immediately, it's probably because of how of the demands that God made. One interesting thing I want to draw your attention to is that God didn't change his demands. Abraham had the choice of whether he would go with it or not, because God told him in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1, get out of your country, your kindred, your father's house. So come out of your country, come out of your tribe, come out of your house, and go to a place I'll show you. That's just it. And I will bless you. I'll make you a great nation. And that's very significant. I'm hoping that I can come to that statement tonight. And I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So God was asking Abraham for three levels of separation. Separating from your nation may be difficult, but it's not probably as difficult as separating from your kindred, your kind of extended family. Okay. Now, separating yourself from your extended family may be also a little challenging, but it's not as challenging as separating yourself from your father's house, just coming out. Where are you going, Abraham? I don't really know. God said I should just step out, and he's going to show me where to go. And God said, come out of that group. Why? All of these people were serving idols, and God wanted to start something new with him. And there was no negotiating with God. You see, a lot of people think that they can negotiate their kind of Christianity. They think that they can, their Christianity can be different from the Bible kind of Christianity. They think that there's a different God of the Old Testament and there's a different God of the New Testament. And the things that God didn't like in the Old Testament, for some funny reason, they think he likes it now in the New. You see, but the Bible says, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. He is the same. He doesn't change. There's no God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament. There is God. And he's forever the same. And you and I have the choice of either complying with what he's saying, or you forget it, or you forfeit. It's not like God is going to make an exception for my kind of Christianity. God understands that, like, I have special needs. That's why I have to have a wife and have someone beside. Please, there is nothing like that. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't make special arrangements for this person or that person. The special arrangement that he made is made for us all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the special arrangement. That's the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Sometimes some people get so confused about it. What about the other ways? What about the other things? What about these people who are going this way? What about these people who are going that way? You find that God is not a negotiator. He doesn't negotiate. He says, I am the way. He speaks in absolutes. No man, and as if it's not clear enough, that I'm quoting John 46. Says, no man comes to the Father but by me. If you didn't get the I am the way, then you can't miss this one. He doesn't negotiate. Abraham, you have the choice. You can come with me, you can step out of where you are, you can come into this new life, or Abraham, you can stay where you are. And at 75 years, you have nothing to show for it. At 75, you don't have any children. At 75, your life is stuck. You are still stuck in your father's house. You have not been able to separate and start your own something. At 75, Abraham, you can continue that way, or you can come with me. My brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, you can either choose to be with him or you choose your own life, but the consequences you will live with. But be sure of this, that God is not going to bend his principles, and God is not going to bend his expectations, or God is not going to soften them to accommodate you. Oh, there's so much sin around nowadays. I believe that God has to lower the standard a little. Please, it doesn't work that way. Paul told Timothy that he told him something that I want to read to you this evening. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. It says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord stands sure, having this seal. Interesting. God's foundation doesn't change. God's his standards, they don't change. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord or of God stands sure. It stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone in every generation, everyone in every nation, everyone in every dispensation, everyone in every time, everyone in any place that names the name of Christ, let them depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. Separate yourself from iniquity. And the standards are still the same. They are still the same. They are the same for the charismatic. They are the same for the Pentecostal. They are the same for the Orthodox, or whatever you choose to call your sect. The standards of God are the same. And the Lord knows those who are his. It's not the Lord knows those who are Presbyterian, or the Lord knows those who are Pentecost, belong to this assembly, or the Lord knows those who belong to assemblies of God. No. The Lord knows those who are his. If you are his and you mention his name, he says you should depart from iniquity. He told Abraham, come out of your country, your kindred, or your kin, and your father's house. Now he's telling you and I, come out of iniquity. Come out of iniquity. Come out of iniquity. Leave that sin behind. Leave that kind of life behind. Leave that kind of walk behind. Leave that double standard Christianity behind. And if you are cold, you want to be cold, you stay cold. But if you want to be hot, you be hot. If you want to serve Jesus, then you've got to serve him. And if you want to stay with your country, your kindred, and their idols, then you be there. But if you want to choose him and you want to experience the goodness that he has outlined for you, then you have to fall in line with his divine standard. When you are in places where the systems work, there are requirements for every program you want to be a part of. If you make the grades, you've made them. If you didn't make the grades, you didn't make them. It's just like that. Like Catherine Kuhlman would say, it's just like that. Hallelujah. God's standards won't change, and he will not bend them to meet any generation. Mark my words. His standard is already sure. His foundation stands. And it is already sealed. Anyone who wants to name the name of Christ Jesus has to depart from iniquity. He said, wherefore come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. And 18. Come out from among them. Come out from among them. He asked Abraham to come out, and he's still asking people to come out of idolatry. Idolatry. You are a Christian, but you serve idols. You are a Christian, but you go and fellowship in a place where you know Jesus is not exalted. You know it's man that is exalted. You know this place is fishy. This place is funny. But you are comfortable sitting in that place. You are comfortable watching those things on television. You are comfortable listening to those people. You are practicing idolatry. Listen, the Bible tells us that God is going to judge that false prophet and judge the ones who listen to him. So watch it. God is a jealous God, he said. He never liked idolatry then, and he doesn't like it now. You are a Christian, you pray small, and you go to the shrine small. You pray small, and you go, anyway, please, you can't have two masters. You can't be serving idols, and you can't be serving God. The Bible said in the, verse 14 of the same 2 Corinthians 6, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? What part has he that believeth with an infidel? Watch it. Come out from amongst them. Come out from idolatry. Come out from corruption and dishonesty. Come out from amongst them. Come out from a life of lies and two-facedness. Come out from amongst them. Come out of that life. God is calling to you. He told Abraham, get out, get up, get out of that place. And he's telling you and I the same things today. And he told Abraham that when you do this, when you step out of that place, he said, I have good things waiting for you. And the very first thing he said is, I will make I'll make of you a great nation. And this means so much to a man who has no child at age 75. It means the world. You see, when you step out in obedience and you choose to obey God and obey his word, you find that the things that you need, the void in your life, Jesus fills. That's why Andre Crouch sang and said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. When you come to him and you are sick, you find that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. When you come to Jesus and you are bound by devils and demons, you find that for this purpose was the Son of Man manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. When you come to Jesus and you are in financial straits and financial difficulties, you find that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. What is it that you need? When you step out, when you get out, when you begin to obey God, you find these things in your path. You find that these things are also provided for. Things that you have been looking for, the relevance that you have been looking for, the acceptance that you've been looking for, searching everywhere, you find that it has all been provided for. And it's right there. It's in Jesus. Let's get serious with God and watch him get serious with us. The Bible said one day it was Asa. The prophet told him that the Lord is with you as you are with him. And James said, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Meaning that as you are now, you are as close to God as you have chosen to be. Because every time you draw near to God, he also draws near to you. If you stay where you are, you are where you are. But every time you come closer, he also comes closer. Your walk with God, my walk with God, we have so much influence over it. When Abraham decided to move, look at what happened. The Bible tells us that in verse 7, and the Lord appeared to him. At this time he has stepped out. Verse 4, he moved out in verse 4. So Abraham departed. Oh, heaven is waiting for the day when we say, so Francis departed. So Arajua departed from the bed of fornication. She sings in the choir, but she sleeps with the choir master. God is waiting for the time when she will depart from that life. You see, you don't have to sleep around with everyone to get a husband. You don't have to disobey God to get a good marriage. What type of marriage is that? And you come and ask him to bless it. The foundation of the Lord stands sure. having this seal. You see, this is not an old time message. The gospel is the gospel. I'm not preaching like an old timer. This thing that is talking about is for old time. It's not more yes, there is nothing like a nibia more than the ways of God and the ways of the scripture. His ways are the same. The Bible says the word of God has been tested 7 times in the oven and it has been proven. And it is good for every generation. He said all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it is profitable for rebuke, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. That's how the Bible is. That's how the Christian life is. It doesn't change. Don't mind the nonsense that's being spewed everywhere. Even if it's in the pulpits. If you hear nonsense in the pulpits, pack your things and get out. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That person who is sitting there preaching what he likes and saying what he likes and making rubbish of God's word, that person will pass away. But this word will still stand sure. And the next generation will have people who will stand by the truth of this word. And the generation after them will also have people who will stand by the truth of this word and preach just like I'm preaching, because the Holy Ghost is the same, his word is the same, and he means everything that he says. Oh my goodness. It's a blessing to share this gospel with you. Live to please God. Do the thing his way. He said, Abram, come out of that place. Come out of that life. Come out of that double life, hypocritical Christian life. You have a way you talk on Sunday, but you have a way you talk in the market. You have a way you talk to the pastor as a wife, but you also have a way you talk to your husband. There's so much respect when you talk to the pastor. Oh, the people look, oh, this woman is so like her. The nature of God. Go and watch how she speaks to the husband. And go and watch how she talks to the co-tenants in her house. You'll be surprised it's the same person. That's hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. You have to be the same. That language is good enough for your pastor, and it's good enough for your husband in the house. If you can honor your pastor, then you should also know how to honor your husband too. In the house. Hallelujah, somebody. Our time is almost up. We'll have to round up. I don't know if the Lord will allow me to continue next week, but it's been exciting talking about doing new things. And this year, as we are ending the first month, let there be new things coming from your life. And new blessings will flow. He said, Abraham, do this and I will bless you. Yes, a lot of God's blessings are conditional. But once you depart and begin to do the things that he's demanding of you, those blessings will flow into your life. Bow your head with me as we talk to God tonight. You are living in sin. People know you as a Christian, but you know you are not a Christian. That's the good thing about radio. Nobody can see you in your room. But you can fix things. And it's going to be as real as anywhere. You want to come to Jesus tonight. And you want to fix things with him. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I am living in sin. But I'm sorry. And I turn to you today. Forgive me. And wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I turn away from my sins and I turn to you. From today, I want to live for you. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he suffered and he died for me on the cross, and he rose again on the third day. Jesus, I choose you. I choose to love you and I choose to live for you all my days. Thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to pray for the sick. Before I go, I have instructions from the Lord to pray for the sick. And as I pray for you, your sickness will leave you. That sickness will check out. That sickness will be set charged by the power of the Holy Ghost. and that sickness will leave you. The power of God that heals is like taking an antibiotic that has been tested and is sensitive, to that or that organism that troubles you is sensitive to that antibiotic. As you take the right dosages, that antibiotic will have to die. That antibiotic will have to check out of your system. And as I pray for you now, weakness, pain is going to leave you, because the power of God that heals the sick is right here in the studio and it's coming your way. I want you to begin to just call on God right now. Whatever sickness it is that you have, whatever burden that you bear, I want you to begin to call on God and ask Him for His healing power. Tell Him to touch you. Tell Him to heal you, deliver you from that sickness. I'm going to pray with you right now, but you call on Jesus. He is the healer. He shed His blood and He suffered on the cross for your sins, but He bore stripes on His back so that you will be healed. Just call on Jesus 1 minute and tell Him to heal you. Healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Everywhere weakness is, let that weakness check out of your body now. Everywhere there is pain, let that pain check out of your body now. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere there is disability and dysfunction, let it check out of your body now. Someone has just been healed of heart failure. Your heart has been failing. It's not able to pump well, so water is collecting in your lungs, in the various tissues of your body. But as you sleep and you wake up, you are going to find that all that thing has dried up because your heart has begun to pump well again. You are going to pee all that excess water out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive your healing now from any problem, headaches and abdominal conditions and pain. Be loosed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command every sickness to leave your body now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for making the date with us. Join us again next week for another excellent, exciting, blessed experience and encounter on Miracle Wave Broadcast and transform your destiny. I love you and I'm praying for you. We'll meet again, God willing, next week.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.